States Republican presidential primary ballot.
A hearing on the challenges was held earlier this month in which Trump's attorney argued his case.
There's substantial federal jurisdictional issues that prohibit a state from engaging in this type of behavior.
Trump's campaign says an appeal will be filed in state court, but it's unlikely to end there. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The mayors of New York, Chicago, and Denver are demanding help from the federal government dealing with the surge of migrants arriving in their cities. CBS's Skylar Henry on how the Biden administration is reacting to those demands.
The White House says that they remain in regular contact with these cities that may be experiencing this growing number of migrants that may be coming via bus or other means. They say that they are trying to work with them around the clock. But the Biden administration has also said that they are asking Congress to pass additional funding to try to help out at the U.S.-Mexico border as well, to the tune of some $14 billion. And I think that ultimately is where the president wants to see some stuff done.
A high surf warning was in effect for parts of Northern California. On the north end of Monterey Bay, surf overran the beach and swept into a parking lot, leaving the area strewn with debris. KION-TV reporter Scott Raitz is there.
It's been a rough few years.
Jill Werner lives in the area. Her family has owned a home on Beach Drive since the 1960s. For her, this is starting to sound like a broken record.
This is devastating to keep going through this and seeing what it's doing to this community. We are barely back up and running.
Police in San Antonio have released a video they believe is connected to the killing of a pregnant Texas teen and her boyfriend. CBS's Christian Benavides has that.
The new video shows two people San Antonio police are calling persons of interest in the deaths of 18-year-old Savannah Soto and the father of her unborn baby, 22-year-old Matthew Guerra. The video, police say, was recorded close to where the bodies were found. It shows one man driving a dark pickup truck and another getting out of the car belonging to Soto and Guerra.
The couple was found dead in their car from gunshot wounds Tuesday, a few miles from their apartment. The Detroit Pistons have now matched the longest losing streak in NBA history, 28 games. They fell to the Celtics 128-122. Tuesday night, the team set the NBA record for most consecutive losses in a season with their 27th in a row in a loss to Brooklyn. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin's Board of Regents will meet again Friday morning. On Wednesday night, they fired UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao after they learned he was making online pornography. The Board of Regents will meet in closed session to discuss ongoing personnel matters and to talk with legal counsel about potential litigation. Young people of color are still going to prison at disproportionate rates. Advocates for alternative sentences say young people need to be better equipped for life after incarceration.
It's not only about a public safety argument, though I think it's very important to recognize that kids who are held in these facilities are in fact more likely to reoffend and more likely to reoffend on a more serious charge the next time.
Joshua Rovner is the Youth Justice Director for the Sentencing Project. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks cut down the nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks jumped out to a lead and never looked back. They won 144-122 over the Brooklyn Nets. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points.
12,000 is big. Still got a long way to get up to Dame, but no, I'm proud of myself for that. But the feeling great as of late. My legs are coming back. We're playing better team basketball. Just got to figure out on the defensive end.
NFL, the Packers suspending cornerback Jair Alexander for this weekend's game against the Vikings. I asked teammate Eric Stokes if he saw Jair run out there for the coin toss against Carolina.
It was clear as day. You could see when he went out there and all that stuff. I was sitting down on the sideline, but then when I looked up, he was out there.
What's Jair like as a teammate?
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with. At the end of the day, like, he's giving it his all.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies at upper 20s in the overnight. North winds, gusty. On Friday, skies will gradually turn mostly sunny. Lower 40s in the late day with a northwest wind. Saturday will be colder, mostly sunny, and mid-30s. Right now, it's 28.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going
to
try
Wisconsin Rapids used to be two towns, one on each side of the river. Centralia consolidated with Grand Rapids, but residents wanted a name change. Too much mail ended up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, not Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids became the official city name in 1920. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a Thursday. It's just Crudy and Nate here. And you, of course, thanks for joining us. No Dom. He'll be back in the new year, but he's going to miss out. This was going to be a quiet little show. We're going to play winners of 2023, and you're all winners for tuning in today, because just in the last little bit, within the hour, we've got some exclusive breaking news. It affects the nation. It affects Wisconsin. It affects the false electors. It affects new news about Kenneth Cheesebro being interviewed by the Attorney General of the great state of Wisconsin. That's new news. And it also perhaps further implicates U.S. Senator Ron Johnson in a deep criminal conspiracy around the false elector schemes. Maybe you be the judge. But this is some breaking news. And we're going to break it for you folks. This is how we're going to end the year here on the Devil's Advocates with some breaking news, exclusive CNN politics recordings. Emails show how Trump team flew fake electoral ballots in to D.C. in a final push to overturn the 2020 election. And as a part of this exclusive CNN reporting is a lot of sound apparently attributed to Kenneth Cheesebro's interviews with the Michigan investigators. And we had some of this last week. We had the initial stuff, but this is new news, new sound, and new information for you, our fair listeners. You're welcome. CNN reporting, 2 days before the January 6th insurrection, the Trump campaigns plan to use fake electors to block President-elect Joe Biden from taking office faced a potentially crippling hiccup. The fake elector certificates from two critical battleground states were stuck in the mail. The fake electors lost in the mail. So Trump campaign operatives scrambled to fly copies of the phony certificates from Michigan and wait for it, and Wisconsin to the nation's capital, relying on a haphazard chain of couriers as well as help from two Republicans in Congress. I bet you can all guess who one of them are. To try and get the documents to then Vice President Mike Pence while he presided over the Electoral College certification. The operatives even considered chartering a jet to ensure the files reached D.C. in time for the January 6, 2021 proceedings, according to emails and recordings that we're about to share with you, obtained by CNN. The new details provide the behind-the-scenes glimpse of the chaotic last-minute effort to keep Donald Trump in office. Folks, this is a lot like what they're going to lay out at trial. The fake elector scheme features prominently in the special counsel Jack Smith's criminal indictment against the former president. And some of the officials who were involved have spoken to Smith's investigators. Now, the emails and recordings also indicate that a top Trump campaign lawyer was part of the 11th hour discussions about delivering the fake elector certificates to Pence, potentially undercutting his testimony to the House Select Committee that investigated January 6th that he had passed off responsibility and didn't want to put the former vice president in a difficult spot. These details largely come from the pro-Trump attorney, Kenneth Cheesebro, as we call him here, who was an architect of the fake electors plot and now a key cooperator in several state probes into the scheme. Cheesebro pled guilty in October to felony conspiracy charge in Georgia connection with the electors plan and has met with prosecutors in Michigan, Nevada, and Wisconsin who are investigating the sham GOP electors in their own states. Now, that Wisconsin part, we'd seen that in the earlier reporting from CNN, but there's a little more detail in the body of this piece, so stay tuned. Now, Cheesebro is an unindicted co-conspirator in the federal elections interference indictment against Trump. CNN has obtained audio of Cheesebro's recent interview with the Michigan investigators, and the good news is we're going to give them courtesy and we're going to share it for you, our audience. Now, Cheesebro's counsel declined to comment. A spokesperson for the special counsel's office, that's Jack Smith's office, didn't reply to CNN. But here is the first sound, I believe, and Nate's going to help me out on this, but this is Cheesebro talking about the Trump campaign lawyer and the fact that they're freaking out because they don't have the Michigan or the Wisconsin fake electors ballots. Here is what he told, according to CNN, the Michigan investigators about the fake electors and the missing fake elector ballots. Please play it, Nate.
At this stage, the Trump campaign is still actively involved.
Yeah, that is, the general counsel of the Trump campaign is freaked out that Roman reported that the Michigan votes are still in the sorting facility in Michigan, which doesn't look like they're going to get to Pence in time, although they actually did, apparently. So I don't know what happened.
Well, we don't know what happened, but it was a high-level decision, according to the reporting at CNN. Emails obtained by CNN corroborate what Cheesebro told Michigan prosecutors. He communicated with the top Trump campaign lawyer, Matt Morgan, and another campaign official, Mike Roman, to ferry the documents to Washington on January 5th. From there, here's where our buddy Rojo gets involved. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Pennsylvania congressman assisted in their effort to get the documents into Pence's hands. What's the problem? They're trying to send sealed documents into the Capitol building, get them into Pence's hands. Well, that's not going to pass muster unless you get, let's just say, a co-conspirator, let's say a sympathetic Republican U.S. senator, to be the one to actually intervene and deliver, because otherwise you're not going to get them in the building. Here is how it's being quoted. This is a high-level decision to get Michigan and Wisconsin votes there, Cheesebro told the Michigan prosecutors, and we have this sound, I believe. We'll play the rest in just a moment. And they had to enlist, you know, a U.S. senator to try and expedite it, to try and get it to Pence on time. Well, here is cut number two, and they're talking about how do you get the ballots even to D.C. on time? Hell, you might have to charter a jet, play it for the people, please.
Oh, he was checking the tracking. And the thing is, what's even more alarming is the whole point of the archive is getting two, is that one is reserved for the President of the Senate in case there's a problem with the mail. And it hadn't gotten to the archivist either. So the logical backup was not available. So the general counsel of the campaign was alarmed and was chartering. Well, they didn't have to charter a jet, but they did commercial.
No, so that says that in the email.
I forget if they charge it, but that's, you know, this is like, yeah, so this is a high level decision to get the Michigan and Wisconsin votes there. And they had to enlist a U.S. senator to try to expedite it, to get it to Pence in time.
They had to get a patsy U.S. senator and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Now, that voice you just heard with Kenneth Cheesebro, he's the pro-Trump lawyer, the architect of the fake elector scheme, and he's reportedly speaking with Michigan prosecutors. But here's some new news for our friends here in the great state of Wisconsin. Cheesebro also discussed the episode with Wisconsin investigators last week when he sat for an interview with the Attorney General's office as part of a separate state probe into the fake elector's plot, according to a source familiar with the matter, talking to CNN. So did you catch that? The AG, that's Josh Call's office, has apparently also interviewed Cheesebro. Now, that was reported prior that CNN had, that Cheesebro had spoken to Wisconsin investigators, but, you know, Call's office isn't really talking about this. So here's more from the reporting of CNN. And this is some breaking news, folks, and it affects the nation. It affects the fake electors. It affects U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. He's the patsy. More from the reporting at CNN Politics. Wisconsin prosecutors asked about the episode extensively, the source said, noting Cheesebro discussed how a Wisconsin GOP staffer flew this certificate from Milwaukee to Washington and then handed it off to Cheesebro. So Cheesebro actually got the certificates, the fake electors, off the plane. Remember when we quoted the woman said, felt like she was going to a drug deal, the young GOP staffer here in the state of Wisconsin. Now, the firsthand account from Cheesebro's perspective helped fill in the narrative behind the effort to hand-deliver elector slates to Pence, which is vaguely referenced in the Smith federal indictment. And Trump pled not guilty to the charges, which include conspiring with Cheesebro and others to obstruct the January 6th certification proceedings. But before Cheesebro's guilty plea in Georgia, his attorneys reached out to Smith's team. As of this week, he has not heard back from the federal prosecutors, a source familiar with the matter told CNN. But federal prosecutors have spoken with several individuals involved in the scramble with the phony elector certificates, according to a source familiar with the matter. This includes interviews with Trump staffers who were tapped to fly the papers to D.C. and some false electors who knew of the planning. A spokesperson for the Trump campaign didn't return comment. But we do have comment from Ron Johnson. Asked about the episode, a spokesperson from Johnson pointed to his previous comments. And we've got his previous comments. Do we not, Nate, play his previous comments about his involvement in the fake elector?
My lack of involvement was seconds worth of texting.
His current quote here at CNN, my involvement in that attempt to deliver spanned the course of a couple seconds, and that in the end, those electors were not delivered. Oh, I hope you got a good defense for court, Ron. I mean, I think he might be criminally complicit. I think he's being exposed here by the Cheesebro, and we've got some exclusive coverage. CNN brings it to you, but we're bringing it to you second right here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You thought it was going to be a quiet little winners of 2023 edition? Heck no, we got some breaking news on the false electors, the fact that Josh Call has interviewed Cheesebro recently, and the fact that Ron Johnson's involved up to his albino eyebrows. More Devil's Advocates. It's a Thursday edition.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Thought we were doing the winners of 2023, and we'll still take your contributions. Phone lines, they'll be open and toll-free all day long at 844-967-2789. But who would have guessed? A little breaking news at the CNN. And this is the most detailed account we have yet heard of the criminal conspiracy behind the fake elector scheme and how it was actually plotted to make delivery to the vice president of the United States, and how U.S. Senator Ron Johnson was brought in because otherwise they didn't think they'd be able to get the documents into the building. They needed a co-conspirator, and Ron was that guy. Now, we had the quote from Ron. It's hardly vindicating. Do we have the quote from Ron? Those of you joining us a little bit late, here is, and Ron is quoted nearly word for word, but here is his prior statement on his involvement with the delivery of the false electors from the states of Michigan and Wisconsin. Apparently, they were lost in the mail. They weren't going to arrive on time, and that couldn't be. So there was talk of chartering jet planes from Mitchell International to D.C., how to get them there. But then how do you get them into the U.S. Capitol building? You need a legislator. Hell, you might need two. You need a U.S. senator, and you need a congressman. And the congressman was Scott Perry from Pennsylvania, and the senator was U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. But you tell me if this doesn't explain it all away. Ron, in the vindicating statement, you know, sort of, I hope this is the very same pleading he makes in court.
My lack of involvement was seconds worth of texting.
Well, that covers it pretty much, Ron. I'm sure that'll get you off scot-free. Now, CNN, more reporting from this fine article. Day-by-day coordination. According to the recordings of Cheeseborough's sit-down with Michigan prosecutors, he explained how a legal memo he wrote for Wisconsin transformed into a nationwide operation where Trump lawyers were day-to-day coordinating the efforts of more than a dozen people with the GOP and with the Trump campaign. That is a very big conspiracy being described here by one of the unindicted co-conspirators trying to, you know, plead his ass out of prison. On January 4th, 2021, according to this reporting, Morgan was the Trump campaign attorney, sent an email to Cheeseborough and Roman asking for confirmation that all of the Trump elector slates had been received by Congress, according to documents obtained by CNN. Those documents could be, you know, let's call it future evidence in a court of law. Roman responded that the Michigan certificate had been mailed on December 15th, but was still in transit at a U.S. Postal Service facility in D.C., Wisconsin certificate also had apparently not arrived. Oh, no. Cheeseborough told prosecutors, again, he had conversations with Michigan prosecutors. We've been sharing some of the sound here on the Devil's Advocates, courtesy of CNN. But Cheeseborough told prosecutors that Morgan freaked out when the campaign realized the phony certificates from Michigan were still in the mail. That same day, Morgan weighed in over email asking Cheeseborough and Roman to rethink how they would deliver their certificates to Pence. Here's a quote. As I thought about this more, a courier would not be able to access the Capitol to deliver a sealed package, Morgan wrote on January 4th, according to emails obtained by CNN. You will probably, again, this is quote, folks, you will probably need to enlist the help of a legislator who can deliver to the appropriate place or places. I strongly recommend you guys discuss a revised delivery plan with Rudy Giuliani. Well, there's Rudy. Rudy's right chuck in the middle of this. Discuss a revised delivery plan with Rui to make sure this gets done the way he wants. The question becomes, can we charter a flight? Roman was concerned the Wisconsin documents wouldn't reach DC in time. Can we charter a flight? The only available commercial from MKE, now that's Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport, folks, to DCA Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport arrives at 21:30 tomorrow night. Roman wrote to Cheeseboro on January 4th. That was 11:24 p.m. The job of physically flying the elector documents to Washington fell to two people, a Trump campaign staffer and a Wisconsin GOP official, according to the emails and what Cheeseboro told prosecutors. The Wisconsin GOP official, who had the state's elector documents, landed after 10 a.m. on January 5th at the Baltimore Washington International Airport, according to the emails. Trump campaign aide Michael Brown flew with the Michigan certificates to the Washington National Airport with a scheduled arrival time of 1 p.m., according to emails obtained by CNN. A source familiar with the matter told CNN that Brown flew from D.C. to Atlanta because the Trump staffers who had custody of the Michigan ballots were in Georgia for the Senate runoffs. Let's not forget, that was what the Ossoff and the Warnock. That happened literally the day before the January 6th. So back to the reporting. The campaign booked and paid for Brown's flight on Southwest Airlines. The source said, federal campaign finance records indicate that a pro-Trump super PAC paid the airline on the day of Brown's flight for travel related to election, air quotes, recount efforts. And where'd they meet up? What, the Trump Hotel, of course. Where else would you go but, you know, make it the scene of the crime? The emails show that Brown and the Wisconsin GOP official were instructed to meet Cheeseboro. Again, Cheeseboro becomes the facilitator. He's actually receiving the false Trump electors from Michigan and Wisconsin. Wait for it. At the Trump International Hotel in downtown D.C. to hand off the fake elector certificates. Cheeseboro said in an email that he'd keep the ballots in his hotel room safe until it was time to pass them along. Wisconsin Republican Party officials were annoyed at the request to courier the fake elector certificates to Washington. Freaking Trump idiots want someone to fly original elector papers to Senate President, a Wisconsin GOP official wrote, and the to then state party chairman Andrew Hitt on January 4th, according to the January 6th committee report. Hitt, Andrew Hitt, we talk about him a lot, lawyer here in Wisconsin, former party chairman, Hitt, who has provided information to federal investigators about the efforts to get the fake elector certificates to Washington, according to a source familiar with the matter, told the January 6th committee that the courier ended up being overkill because the original documents the state party had mailed to Washington actually made it in time. Whoo, U.S. mail, they always deliver. Now, how do you get the certificates inside the Capitol? Well, that's an interesting question. That, of course, involves our friend, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from the great state of Wisconsin. Because someone had to get them in the building. They weren't just going to let any sealed documents in the building. But if you got a co-conspirator, well, then you got a fighting chance. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. This is the final live show we're doing this year. And Dom's going to miss out, but you're not missing out. Some exclusive reporting. This dropped at about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Recordings, emails show how Trump team flew fake elector ballots to D.C. in the final push to overturn the 2020 election. This involves intrigue, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Kenneth Cheesebro, Wisconsin GOP operatives delivering the fake elector certificates to the Trump International downtown D.C. And, Lordy, there's more tapes when we come back. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You wouldn't want to miss a single minute. Carry me to my home. Oh, big old jet and light up. Cause it's there and I'll be
long. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. ramping up efforts to counter Iran.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR.
Wisconsin Rapids.
CBS News Brief. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is reacting to Texas Governor Greg Abbott's continued busing of migrants north, says CBS's Astrid Martinez.
The order requires bus companies give a 32-hour notice before coming, drop off migrants at designated locations and times, or face impounding and fines.
Maine's elected Secretary of State, a Democrat, has decided Donald Trump is ineligible to be on the state's Republican primary ballot. CBS News election law contributor David Becker.
The United States Supreme Court could at any time take this case. They can move very quickly if they choose to, and allow for a decision to be made relatively quickly.
An American-Canadian-Israeli citizen named Judith Weinstein died during the Hamas attack on Israel, says CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The 70-year-old woman was seized by Hamas during the October 7th attack. Her community says she was murdered in the massacre, and that her body remains in the custody of Hamas in Gaza.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for News Talk and Sports, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden called the recently passed former U.S. Senator Herb Kohl one of the finest people he ever worked with. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler.
The only person that he was working for was you, the voter. It wasn't about special interests or about big money donors or anything else. He was there to do the work because he loved Wisconsin and he wanted to lift Wisconsin up.
Flags around Wisconsin are lowered to half staff until after Cole's funeral. He died Wednesday after a brief illness. Cole was 88. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstedt is filing a petition with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to try and keep Donald Trump's name off Wisconsin's presidential ballots next year. The commission has already rejected the petition, though it is likely to end up in the courts. I'm Nate Buggyhout, Civic Media News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and upper 20s in the overnight. North winds, gusty. On Friday, skies will gradually turn mostly sunny. Lower 40s in the late day with a northwest wind. Saturday will be colder, mostly sunny, and mid-30s. Right now, it's 28.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
130 throws over the middle, picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure, down he goes.
Game.
To the end zone. Touchdown, Braylon Allen.
The Badgers. The Tigers. Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. It's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us Monday. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Legislators, and there are enough Republican-supportive state legislators that they would have effectively overturned the will of the American people and elected Donald Trump the president, and we would have had, you know, constitutional chaos. Not that there was not chaos at the Capitol that day, but the riot, the insurrection, if you will, the violent things happening at the Ellipse and eventually at the U.S. Capitol that day, well, that was the public face. But what we're hearing described in intimate detail here by Kenneth Cheeseborough in his testimony to Michigan investigators, and this is exclusively from CNN, but we're sharing it with you, but this basically lays out what we are soon to hear as testimony in court. And this is pretty damning stuff. And one of the problems with this whole scheme was they didn't get the fake electors to the church on time. And they had to deliver them there. And that's, of course, where U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from the great state of Wisconsin comes in. Now, we will get to the phone lines today. And you can certainly nominate your winners of the year 2023. 844-967-2789. And I've been monitoring the text line as well. We got a text here at WMDX. When news breaks, here it stays broken. And also, Jeff from Sherwood, a frequent texter on the WAUK. Crudy, Rojo was not a patsy. He was a co-conspirator. Let that slacker Dom take a whole year off. We'll see if you miss him or not. Happy New Year to you and the great Nate. Well, thanks, man. I miss Dom already, but, you know, we're hoping to make do without him. And do the airports have flight logs, even if it's a private jet? I mean, would not the airport have the flight logs? Yes, interesting question coming in from the RCE. That's the Richland Center area. I believe they would. Well, that's from Ross from Crawford. Crudy, I got to head out, but I want to hear the rest of the story, so I'll check the replay later. But two questions. One, remind me about these alternative delegates, fake electors that were part of all this illegal. And second question, I can't tell you what part Senator Ron Johnson had. Did he actually carry in the papers, or did he communicate with someone to carry them in? Well, let's get back to what we can report, or at least what CNN is reporting. And I hope you're still listening. But otherwise, you know, darnwi.com. Or we also podcast at the civicmedia.us. Find your favorite Devil's Advocates podcast wherever you get them. But back to the reporting at CNN. And this is the breaking news of the afternoon. What we've learned so far is that Kenneth Cheeseborough has been, according to CNN, interviewed recently by the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin. He gave detailed information, and we've heard some of the recorded testimony he gave to the Michigan investigators, and that is what we've been sharing with you. But getting back to the Rojo, they had to get the certificates, the fake elector certificates inside the Capitol for this procedural coup to work. And the documents still had to be hand-delivered to Pence's Senate office in the Capitol. The electors' plot, as envisioned by Cheeseborough and other Trump allies, was that Pence could reject Biden's legitimate electors and recognize Trump's alternative electors on January 6, while lawmakers tallied the electoral votes from each state. Per federal law, these certificates need to be physically presented on the floor of the Congress during the joint session, while lawmakers tally the electoral votes. Cheeseborough told investigators that Roman, again, that was one of the Trump attorneys, right, connected him with an aide for Pennsylvania GOP lawmaker that he believed was Rep. Scott Perry to turn over the documents. Cheeseborough wasn't certain which congressman the staffer worked for, and the January 6th report says the staffer for a different Pennsylvania Republican, Mike Kelly, helped shuttle the documents that day. I had the Wisconsin stuff, Trump campaign aide. Mike Brown had the Michigan stuff. We walked into the Longworth office building. Now, I was in D.C. recently, folks, and I was in the Longworth office building. That is a congressional office building, the Capitol Hill compound, you know, the big Capitol is not where they actually, you know, house these senators and the congressmen. There are various buildings. And Longworth is where Mark Pocan is, and I was there recently, apparently where Scott Perry is, but this is a congressional office building. Now, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson works at the Russell Senate office building. I've been to his office. Didn't go on this trip, but I've been to his office on prior trips to D.C. It's about a quarter mile around, you know, I guess you'd call it the square if you were here in Madison. It's about a quarter mile around the square. It wouldn't take long to deliver, but back to the story. I had the Wisconsin stuff. Trump campaign aide Mike Brown had the Michigan stuff. We walked to the Longworth office building, and the guy with Perry or whatever his name is, and some other fellow, and that were like staff members of the House, took them and said, we're going to walk them over to the Senate and give it to a Senate staffer. That presumably is Ron Johnson's office. Cheesebro told Michigan prosecutors, according to the audio obtained by CNN, and we've been playing this, we got more for you folks. I don't know why logistically we didn't take it directly to Johnson, but that's how we did it. So they could have gone straight to the Russell office building about a quarter mile away. I mean, none of it's more than a half a mile from Capitol Hill. They're all very close. They're office buildings. You know, these guys don't walk very far. Many of them are, let's just say, advancing in age. So the Rojo office, they could have walked it straight to Rojo, but they did not. Let's play the sound of Cheesebro describing the role of two GOP lawmakers in the elector scheme. One of them, Ron Johnson. The other one, Pennsylvania Rep. Scott Perry. Play the sound.
So he finds Representative Perry, whoever is in Pennsylvania, and who gets a staffer to agree to meet us at like 3:45 p.m. And so, and I don't know why we did that. So Mike Brown, you know, I had the Wisconsin stuff. Mike Brown had the Michigan stuff. We walked to the Longworth office building, and the guy with Perry or whatever his name is, and some other fellow, that were like staff members in the House, took them and said, we're going to walk them over to the Senate and give it to a Senate staffer, who I guess was a Senate staffer for Johnson. And so that's how, I don't know why logistically we didn't take it directly to Johnson, but that's how we did it.
Maybe U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's office wanted some sort of cushion, you know, plausible deniability, if you will. Wow. But we did hear a very clarifying statement from U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. I mean, it's so clear when you hear Johnson describe his participation. I mean, really inconsequential and so sincere in his answer.
My lack of involvement was seconds worth of texting.
Yeah, how do you think that statement would go over with the jury? Anyways, just keep that in mind for, you know, let's say later criminal trials, if they ever come around. Now, the reporting we have today, and if I didn't bring this up, I'm sorry if I'm being repetitive, but Kenneth Cheesebro and CNN is reporting gave specific testimony to the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin recently. And he is describing so much of this because really this coup plot started with a plot in the great state of Wisconsin. And as fate would have it, the false electors were stuck in the mail. They hadn't arrived in D.C. in time. And there was many, many problems with that. You know, they knew the only part of this procedural coup that had to occur on a timeline was the delivery of the, let's call them, alternative electors on the Senate floor on January 6th. And again, that's where our buddy, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson came in. Let me read a little bit more. Now, Kelly and Perry, those were the congresspeople. Their offices did not respond to CNN for comment. Brown, who apparently chaperoned the Michigan fake electors, did not comment for this story. CNN previously reported that he testified in June to the special counsel Smith grand jury in the Trump election subversion probe. And CNN previously reported that Roman sat for a pro-offer interview with Smith's team, again, the special counselor, before Trump was indicted. He was also indicted in a sweeping Georgia election racketeering case in connection with the fake elector scheme and has pled not guilty. Roman's attorney did not respond to multiple requests for comments. The details from Cheeseboro put a finer point on how members of Congress, including a sitting U.S. senator, that's you, Ron Johnson, were involved in making sure the electoral certificates for Trump ended up in Pence's hands. And the January 6th committee first revealed last year Johnson's involvement trying to unsuccessfully deliver the fake elector certificates to Pence, who announced on the morning of the joint session that it would be unconstitutional to do what Trump wanted and unilaterally overturn the election results. The committee revealed text messages during their hearings last year that U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's aide, Sean Riley, sent to Pence's aide, Chris Hodgson, saying that Johnson needs to hand something to Vice President. Please advise. What is it? Hodgson asked. Alternative slate of electors for Michigan and Wisconsin, because the archivist didn't receive them, Riley responded. Do not give that to him, Hodgson said. So when U.S. Senator Ron Johnson so capably defends himself in this matter and says his participation was a matter of seconds, right? Well, what he fails to mention is he was willing to take another proactive step. He was offering to hand deliver conspiratorial fake electors. This was the procedural coup. And, you know, because the VP's office said, don't bring him here, he might not have, but he was more than willing to be a further participant. Again, let's hear Ron Johnson defending himself, just in case you ever have to hear Ron in court. This is probably how it's going to sound.
My lack of involvement was seconds worth of texting.
Except I was willing to take further steps, according to Cheeseboro's testimony to Michigan investigators. Keep that in mind, just in case it ever comes up in a court of law. Now, the next subheadline, F these guys. In his Michigan interview, Cheeseboro also dished on some of the internal disagreements amongst the Trump lawyers, campaign officials, and other allies who clashed over the purpose of the electors' plan and how far to take things on January 6th. Cheeseboro has maintained then and now that the plan was a lawful move to preserve Trump's legal rights. Oh, yeah, very lawful. Even before the Trump electors met in their state capitals on December 14, 2020, to cast their fake ballots and sign the certificates, Cheeseboro heard about concerns from some of the electors about possible legal jeopardy, according to emails and text reported by the Detroit News and obtained by CNN. Cheeseboro added hedging language to the faux certificates for Pennsylvania and New Mexico in response to those concerns. But I would again point out, none so for the Wisconsin fake electors. No hedging, just straight fraudulent representations. Again, from the reporting, he proposed to Roman and Morgan that they add the contingency caveats to the paperwork for all seven states in the plan. But Roman rejected the idea, according to the emails. F these guys, Roman texted Cheeseboro on December 12, 2020. By this time, the Trump campaign had essentially cleaved into top officials who had managed day-to-day activity for Trump up to the election, including court, saying they ceded responsibility to Rudy Giuliani and others such as Cheeseboro. According to congressional testimony transcripts, Roman effectively switched teams to work for Giuliani's structure, according to the testimony. A spokesperson for Giuliani also did not reply to a request for comment. And, you know, does Cheeseboro have regrets? Oh, perhaps a few. You know, getting involved with people he wasn't so familiar with. Not so much the criming, but the association. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. We got some exclusive reporting from CNN. This has been intriguing stuff, and we're not done yet. Stick around.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
QS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
For a white guy.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last live show of the year. And I'm getting up early on New Year's Day. I'm doing a C-SPAN hit. I know, C-SPAN. But, you know, they invited me and I invite people on the air all the time. How could I say no when someone asked me to go appear on their national program? So look me up. C-SPAN. 8:30 a.m. Central Time. New Year's Day. See if I can even pry my eyes open. You know, I like to be a little festive on the New Year's Eve, especially when there's a Packer game. But, you know, I was going to have to get up for the Badger game anyways. So anyways, check your local listings. Packers 7:20 playing out on the Civic Media Network, and Badger game 11 a.m. on New Year's Day playing LSU in the ReliaQuest Bowl game. No stream on that, unfortunately. And if you're really, really, really good people, you'll get up and watch Crudy on the C-SPAN at 8:30 a.m. on New Year's Day, because I only get invited on holidays. Not as bad as Fox News before I got myself banned from Fox News. If no other day, they would always invite me on my birthday. It would just wreck the whole day. So anyways, I don't go on the Fox News, but the CNN has got me intrigued. They got some reporting today. This is some breaking news dropped about 3 o'clock this afternoon. It intimately involves Wisconsin, our U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, the fake elector scheme, new testimony that you've never heard before, but Michigan investigators have, and we've been sharing it right here on the air. I thought this was going to be a lazy little day. Maybe in the happier happy hour, we'll pick some of the winners of 2023. But the winner right now, this is the lead. This is the story that's got me intrigued. And we're up to the part, according to CNN, where it really went south on me. Cheesebro has been the star of this little story, Nate. Cheesebro told Michigan investigators that his own email showed that Morgan was the Trump attorney, remained deeply involved, including the final hours before January 6th, to ensure that the certificates reached D.C. Here's a quote. "I don't have any real warm feelings towards at least the top Trump lawyers that did this, hid from me what they were doing, and then lied to Congress about me. So it's been really difficult." You know, he's got a few regrets, apparently. We've got some more sound from Cheesebro. Let's play it now. Let's not run out of time in this hour. Let's get it all in here. This has been intriguing stuff. More from Cheesebro giving testimony to Michigan investigators. And part of this story, recently gave testimony to Josh Call's office here in the state of Wisconsin. That is new news as far as I'm concerned. But play the sound of the Cheesebro.
Then to have the three top campaign lawyers in interviews with Congress claim they pulled out of this on December 11th and I ran off and did it with Giuliani, when in fact they were day by day coordinating the efforts of more than a dozen people with the GOP and with the Trump campaign, with their number three lawyer, Finley, personally supervising Georgia through the end. For them to basically say they had nothing to do with it, and it's because me and Giuliani, is that's what really rankles.
Maybe that's why he's out spilling the beans all over the country, really, at this point. More of the Kenneth Cheesebro. This sound, according to CNN, sourced from his testimony to Michigan investigators. This new news played for the people.
And if I'd known the true facts, I would have come forward. I would have cooperated with January 6th, knowing that I could disclose all this information because I was under suspicion because they had lied to January 6th about me. And so that I could have avoided all this. So it's been a real lesson in not working with people that you don't know and you're not sure you can trust, because it really went south on me. I ended up losing, I had a wonderful apartment in New York City I had to sell for a $2 million loss, and lost almost all my net worth, because of the attorney bill. So it's been really, I don't have a really warm feeling toward it, at least the top Trump lawyers that that did this, hid me what they were doing, and then lied to Congress about me. So it's been really difficult. So.
Don't feel too bad for Cheese Bro. He's a crypto bro. He offshored his money. Most of it's down in Puerto Rico. But maybe he took a paper loss on a condo or a apartment in New York City. Oh, boo-hoo, sir. You plotted a coup. So I'm not feeling so bad for Cheese Bro. But here's the completion of this article, this stunning reporting at CNN. In his congressional testimony, Morgan, again, that's the Trump lawyer, said he knew of the elector plan, but wanted to distance himself from the effort, delegating the work to others, including those under Giuliani. Well, that's not the story being told by Cheese Bro. Morgan told the January 6th committee last year that he initially believed the electors were only meant to be used as a contingency. That doesn't comport with the F those guys email when they asked for contingency planning. But anyways, the electors, he believed, should meet in their state capitals and cast their electoral votes, but not necessarily submit this certificates to Congress unless we prevailed in court. That's the way he told it on the January 6th committee. Morgan told the committee the plan changed in December, saying it morphed from a cast and hold operation and had shifted to a cast and send. And that's when Morgan told the committee that he backed out, testifying he directed an aide to email Mr. Cheesebro politely to say, "This is your task. You're responsible for the Electoral College issues moving forward." This was my way of taking that responsibility to zero, Morgan told the committee, later adding that he moved on after that email was sent. I absolve myself of all further responsibility for my criming. It stops now. Anyways, here's how this article concludes. Morgan explained that he was concerned that the new plan to try and count the fake electors on January 6th would make the vice president's life harder. That's very self-serving. And I didn't want to be part of that. You know, poor Mike Pence. They're okay with hanging the guy, but don't want to make his life any harder. Mr. Morgan stands by his congressional testimony, his defense attorneys told CNN. I bet he does, because otherwise he's got new criming. Ultimately, on the eve of the joint session of Congress, Morgan helped get the ballots in place, according to emails, according to Cheesebro, who blamed his legal troubles squarely on the Trump campaign legal team. Again, you heard him say it. I'm going to repeat it. I could have avoided all this. It's been a real lesson to not working with people that you don't know and that you're not sure you can trust, because it really went south on me. Really went south. That's why I work with Dom each and every day. I've known this guy for 30 years. I know everything about him. I've seen him naked multiple times. So anyways, that's why I work with Dom, because you can't trust strangers, apparently, according to Cheesebro. This terrific news on multiple levels. I can't wait to see this play out in a court of law. Folks, we've got a happier. We're going to take your nominees for the winners of 2023. The phone calls, they're next. 844-967-2789.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday after. Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR, it's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine. Serpentine.
Serpentine.
Quick Penguin. Serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Texas and the federal government are headed to court.
The U.S. DOJ sent a letter to Texas Governor Greg Abbott saying if the state